sort of talk about your preparation as a strength that you felt throughout your career. What specifically do you enjoy about the process, and what do you feel like you do well in the lead up to Sunday?
Yeah, I think just spend a lot of hours, you know, studying the opponent, studying our game plan, and kind of blending the two together so you see where our game plan fits in with their defense and kind of how we're attacking them and you know, just all that. So the better you know the defense, you know, the better, you know, the more, I guess you could say, you have the answers to the questions that they're about to ask. So you go in already with an idea of where you're going to go with the ball, then that definitely helps. You know, you make quicker decisions, more decisive, and then, you know, playing faster, getting the ball out of our hands and getting the ball into the playmaker's hands.
What's your highest priority Sunday?
To win. I mean, that's the bottom line is we're, you know.
In terms of your performance?
I mean, just be patient, you know, take what the defense gives us and, you know, score more points than them. That's our job as an offense is to score more points than the opponent. And, you know, we know that they have a, you know, a really good offense and we're going to have to score a lot of points.
Would this be your first time in your career going into a season as a starter? Where's your excitement level going into
the season? Yeah, I'm anxious, excited to get out there on Sunday. You know, it's been a long time coming. And, you know, just looking forward to this full week of preparation and then ultimately, you know, opening up at Soldier Field and with our fans and, you know, having a good football team come in here.
You know, I'm singing your praises that you've handled the whole thing with Mitch so well, but now that he's been moved up to number two, does that drive you or motivate you anymore?
I mean, I think competition is good, but, you know, I'm motivated by more than just that particular situation. I want to come out and help our team win football games, and that's ultimately what motivates me.
Excuse me one second. If anyone needs to pronounce it, he'll be available for the next 10 to 15 minutes in the locker room. So.
You know this opponent pretty well. How does that help you this week?
Yeah, it definitely. I mean, I've gone against them, you know, 8 times in my career now. It's been a different defensive coordinator for the past 2 years. And I necessarily wasn't playing, but I've studied them, and they run a defense where, you know, they're going to run with the run, and they're really good at it. You know, they do, you know, obviously came over from Seattle and run that, you know, family of defense. But, yeah, I feel, you know, I came in with already some knowledge of them better than I would, you know, opponents in the NFC North just because I've gone against, you know, game plan them and studied them, you know, multiple times over the past couple of years.
Jumps out to you about their
defense. Yeah, they're really fast. You know, their linebackers move really well. And I think they've found guys that fit that scheme really well. The two guys on the outside, two good corners. You know, both guys have been there for, I think it's going on their 5th year now, and they have a lot of experience there. The safety, you know, he comes down, he fits that exactly what they want to do. And then obviously the guys up front with Beasley, he had a really good second year. So, I mean, they do a really good job. I mean, there's a reason why they, you know, got to the Super Bowl last year.
Mike, what was your reaction to being named a captain?
Yeah, I was definitely proud of that. That was something that, you know, I wanted to come here and establish myself as a leader. And, you know, to get the respect of your teammates when your teammates vote on that, I mean, that's not something I take lightly. That's something I'm definitely proud of and glad to represent, you know, the Bears in that fashion.
Do you still feel like you're proving yourself to your coaches and maybe to the rest of the NFL?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, until you go out there and play in a real regular season game, I mean, that's ultimately what we're here to do. It's not about practice. It's not about the preseason games. It's about, you know, these games that are coming up when they count. So, yeah, definitely, you know, I think everyone's always proven something to themselves, to the team, to the rest of the, you know, to the rest of the league. So, definitely.
Like, where did you notice Mitch's growth from the start of training camp until now?
I think he started taking steps forward at the end of OTAs, and I think that carried over into camp. So,
yeah. What specifically do you notice that says, okay? Yeah.
He just had more command and conviction out there. You could tell he was more comfortable in the huddle, getting to the line of scrimmage. You know, that just takes a little time as a rookie to adjust to that, and I thought starting the end of OTAs is when I started seeing it.
You know, there are instances of chemistry between quarterbacks and receivers. You guys are pretty banged up in the position. When you're on the field, running plays, going through progressions, are you looking for a specific receiver or are you just reading X, Y, and Z?
Well, I think, you know, that's what a lot of our game planning is, you know, to help get the ball in a certain receiver's hands against what we expect to see. Now, I'm just going to go through my progression, and if the ball takes me to, you know, to whoever it is. But I feel comfortable with our guys. I mean, yes, Cam was definitely a big loss for us, but, you know, other guys are going to step up, and I have plenty of time throwing with Kevin and Kendall, all of our tight ends, all of our backs. So, you know, I don't think that'll be an issue.
Dom spoke kindly about how you've handled yourself. As you know, Mitch has been put in different situations with this team now as a number two. Has it been easy for yourself to kind of stay focused on your tasks as a starter?
Yeah, I think obviously now with the season starting, it's like all my focus is on the Falcons and what we're trying to do this week. So I think especially now that the season has started and there's not, you know, the preseason is kind of a different deal and we're in the regular season now. So really, I mean, all my focus has been on getting ready for this game.
In this a little bit after one of the preseason games, but the layoff that you experienced, you went a long time without playing football, and then you're the starter here and you get game action. How difficult, looking back, was that to bridge or to overcome, and do you think that's still going to be an issue when you get into the games being on Sunday?
Yeah, I hope that those preseason games prepare me for this, but, I mean, it's definitely going from, you know, preseason to the regular season, you know, it's not the exact same, but I feel ready for it. I mean, I've started games against the Falcons. I don't know. I think we went over it the other day, but I've started a couple of games against the Falcons. I've played against them. So, you know, it's definitely the speed of the game in the NFL is fast, but I feel like I'll be ready for it.
Like during preseason, NFL teams almost find necessity to run a very vanilla offense, don't really game plan for opponents. Now that you're preparing to play four quarters and you're game planning for the Falcons, what can we expect to see differently in terms of the offense being more dynamic?
I mean, I can't give away too much of what we're going to do, but...
I mean, obviously, what kind of advantage is that to be able to...
Okay, I think it's definitely an advantage, you know, because in those preseason games, you know, you're not going to show all your cards, but it works both ways. I mean, their defense, you know, could be doing the same thing. So I think that's kind of what these first games of the year are. You know, you plan for looks that they haven't shown. That's why you have to kind of stick to your foundation of your offense and... you know, just be prepared for anything they might bring.
Mike, Dahl told us that with Cam out, you know, Kevin White has to be the number one receiver on this team. You spent time with Mike Evans in Tampa. You know what a number one receiver looks like. Can Kevin be a number one receiver?
Yes, Kevin definitely can. I mean, he's got the size, the athleticism, you know, the strength, speed. I mean, he has what you're looking for. Now it's just, I mean, he hasn't been healthy, and, you know, I think we just need to all give him an opportunity to be that guy, and I think he'll show that this year.
Did you guys click in the preseason? You and Cam,
yeah,
you and Kevin,
yeah, me and Kevin, you know, I have a real close relationship with him. You know, I worked with him in the summer, just the two of us, and then all the time in practice. I mean, it might not show up in preseason game, but again, preseason isn't the same as regular season as far as game planning and all that. So, Kevin will be just fine.
What impression do you hope to leave with people who are curious to see you play specifically on Sunday, who maybe haven't seen you play?
Right,
before?
I think ultimately. Put together a winning performance at the quarterback position, and that's, you know, taking care of the ball, moving the ball efficiently, and, you know, scoring touchdowns. And like I said earlier, you know, scoring more points than them.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thank you.